This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Taliban authorities in Afghanistan on Saturday arrested an outspoken critic of the government, drawing strong calls for his immediate release from civil society activists. Family members said security forces took Faizullah Jalal, a professor of law and political science, forcefully out of his residence in the Afghan capital, Kabul. In a statement late Saturday, Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahideen confirmed the arrest of Jalal, accusing him of inciting people to violence against the government through his social media posts. Amnesty International tweeted that it condemned Jalal's arrest for exercising his freedom of expression and criticizing the Taliban on a TV show. The United States and allied nations withdrew their remaining troops from Afghanistan August 30th, and the Taliban have since consolidated their control of the country. Aid workers in Ethiopia's Tigray region, citing local authorities and eyewitness reports, say an airstrike killed 56 people and injured 30 Friday night, including children, in a camp for displaced people. Hilo Dait reports from Addis Ababa.
Ethiopian government officials have not confirmed the reported strike that hit an area of the Debi town near the border with Eritrea. Aid workers, who asked not to be named because they are not authorized to speak to the media, told Reuters this strike occurred Friday night. An aid worker said victims were brought to Shireshul General Hospital, adding the camp was a residence for elderly women and children. The reported airstrike happened after the government released detained Tigray People's Liberation Front senior leaders and other political